Good evening and welcome to We the People. This week, the deaths of 11 members of a family in Delhi's Burari has once again shifted the spotlight in occult practices and superstitious beliefs that continue to kill people across India. The Delhi police is investigating a theory that the family planned and executed a bizarre mass hanging as a Thanksgiving ritual to celebrate the engagement of one of the family members. Now, according to investigations so far, one of the family members, a Lalit Chandavat, allegedly hallucinated about his dead father, advising him on spiritual salvation and on the various rituals to undertake for wealth and happiness, including this mass hanging where they would be saved in the nick of time by the dead father's spirit. Now, surviving Chandavat family members have refuted this thread of the investigation. This is the main lead of the police, but they say that they are victims of media sensationalism. But this hair-raising case has led us to ask, can India get freedom from superstition? Does India need a comprehensive national anti-superstition legislation to deal with crimes related to black magic, miracles, blind faith and other occult beliefs? So on the show tonight, we have Narendra Naik. He's the president of the Federation of the Indian Rationalist Association. We have Mukta Dabolkar, daughter of the slain rationalist Narendra Dabolkar, an activist herself and the assistant editor of the Maharashtra Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti magazine. We have Yogi Ashwini, a spiritual leader and a guru with the Dhyan Foundation. We have Deshratan Nigam, senior advocate, analysis thinker, Rahul Mehra, also a lawyer, and Nalini Deka, consultant, psychologist and therapist, and Neera Trivedi, writer, thinker, and yogi, not necessarily in that order. But Mukta, I want to start with you. You lost your father to the fight against rationalism, right? He was murdered by people who didn't believe in his views, in his, they wanted to end his 17-year-old fight against blind faith, irrational beliefs, and superstition. When you hear of these 11 deaths, these horrific mass suicides in Delhi, does it convince you again that there is a need for a national anti-superstition law?
Definitely, it does convince me and other activists who work with the organization that was founded by Dr. Narendra Dabholkar, Maharashtra Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti, because we have a very, very convincing experience of this law, where we know that things could be curtailed if such a law is passed. For example, in Maharashtra, more than 400 cases have been lodged under this law. And if we look at the reality dealt with under these cases, it is really vast, because some cases have been prevented where people have tried to really give human sacrifice. There are many cases where people used to believe that some person has committed karni or black magic, and that's why they were assaulting somebody. So there is a lot of scope if such a law is executed, and the present laws are not sufficient to take cognizance of the exact thing which results out of superstition.
So you're saying it's worked in Maharashtra. When you say the present law is not sufficient, we have an IPC. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, it is not enough because of the peculiar nature of the superstitions. For example, in 2005, our center passed PWDV Act, that is Domestic Violence Act. There is always a provision to curtail the assault on women. Then why there was a necessity for the specific law? It was necessary because of the specific relationship with the perpetrator. Here also, the people who go to the godman share a specific relationship with the perpetrator, and that's why a specific law is necessary. For example, in present law, a murder could be punished after that murder is committed, but if somebody is presented in the public some rituals are going on which are going to lead to human sacrifice, that couldn't be prevented, because what
you didn't have a law. But now under this law, you're saying in Maharashtra that even before, let's say, a sacrifice takes place, anyone who's like supporting it or pressurizing it to happen would be affected. Okay, Narendra Naik, let's go across to you. But on the other hand, you see myths, blind faith, magic, all of this is really ingrained in our like cultural ethos is what critics would say, right? Every home will have a tulsi plant. That's decided. Where it is going to be is decided on Vastu. You have babies who have the black tikka mark. This is just, if critics would say this is part of our culture, how can we really expect a law to take it on?
See, it's not possible to have a law to curtail superstitions. Superstitions can be curtailed only through proper education. What we are asking for is a law to curtail the most inhuman and the most degrading of these practices, which are against human rights. So this is not basically an anti-superstition law, but it's an anti-black magic and inhuman practices. So these needs to be curtailed because the existing laws are not sufficient. As Mukta said, these laws are there. In fact, when Narendra Dabholkar was assassinated, the next day we had a public meeting in Bangalore where we put forward a demand that such a law should be enacted for our state also. And that's where the process started. And it took so many years. The law has been passed in the assembly, but still I think it's not been approved by the governor. So this is the state of affairs. See, the stand of the rationalist.
It has been approved by the governor, but you're saying that the solution is an education. The law is not the answer. Then why? So you're not supporting law this law? Are you not in favor of
law
it?
Is
because you'll be pushing for it.
Law is a step towards it. We'll say that something is better than nothing. So let's have this law. But let's do more than a law. The legal requirements are the minimum requirements. But what we have are the moral requirements are much higher. In fact, there is the Article 51AH of the Indian Constitution which says that it's the duty of every citizen to develop scientific temper, the spirit of inquiry and humanism. So we are going according to those.
But let me ask you, you said the duty of every citizen to, have a scientific temper, to work towards that. For example, you know, when the Mangalyaan was launched, it was reported that the ISRO chief went to Tirupati to pray. When he was asked about it, he said, you know, why leave anything to chance? On the other hand, when the investigation was going on into Mr. Dabholkar's murder, the cops reportedly even went and consulted a tantric. So, where does one start?
And nothing happened out of that. See, in Karnataka, when the murder of Gauri was being investigated, nobody went to tantrics. The police had better results in the Gauri Lankesh case than in the Narendra Dabholkar case so far. So I think that tantric is purely a stupidity of the investigating officer. If you have people like that, why do you need the police? The police can as well go home and appoint tantrics and mantrics instead, and do all those things by astrology and say bringing parrots to pick up things, or by numerology or some other superstition. So you don't need all these police. Let them go home.
Okay, so Mr. Nayak,
plain
you
stupidity.
Mr. Nayak, you say that education is the answer. We have Mr. Jitendra Tyagi here. He is the neighbor of the family, the 11 members of the family that were killed or that hung themselves, mass sacrifice, mass suicide in Delhi. That verdict is still not out. But Tyagi ji, aapne in bachcho ko padhaya. Aap unke school teacher the.
Ji.
To sir, yahan pe Mr. Nayak keh rahe hai ki ye jo superstitions aur sab hote, ek kanun se kuch nahi badlaav aane wali hai. Education important hai. To ye sare bachche ye sab educated the. One child was in IT, was working in an IT firm.
IT aur sabse badi bitiya jo thi, wo IT kshetr mein service karti thi. सेकंड वाली ने दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी के केएम कॉलेज से ग्रेजुएशन किया है. उससे छोटे वाली भी दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी से ग्रेजुएशन किया है. तो ऐसा नहीं था कि वो क्वालिफाई नहीं थे, सभी क्वालिफाई थे.
व्हाट इज क्वालिफिकेशन? नहीं तो आप कैसे एक्सप्लेन करते हो ये? आप पड़ोसी भी थे, आप उसी
पड़ोसी भी थे, हमारी छत और उनकी आमने सामने थी. डेली मिलना जुलना, ललित का हर रोज बैठना उठना था हम लोगों से. कभी उसके चेहरे पे ऐसा नहीं लगता था कि ऐसा भी कर देगा. मतलब अभी भी हमें विश्वास नहीं होता कि उसने ऐसा किया है, क्योंकि रात को 10 बजे तक भी हम लोग उसको बोल के आए हैं कि हम जा रहे हैं, लेकिन उसके चेहरे पे कोई ऐसा नहीं था कि ऐसा अंदेशा. अगर किसी को बीमारी हो जाती है तो कह दो कि कैंसर है, तो वो उसी दिन मर जाता है समझो, खाना पीना बंद कर देता. लेकिन उसने लास्ट मोमेंट तक, 11 बजे हमारा नौकर है उसको ये बोल के गया गुड नाइट, मैं जा रहा हूँ सोने के लिए. तो समझ नहीं आया कि ये क्या था.
आप कहते हैं समझ नहीं आया, इतना स्पेकुलेशन है इस केस के बारे में, आप लोग सब वहां पे रहते थे, nobody noticed anything, even apart from you, किसी को
भनक तक नहीं लगी. इवन जो हमारा एक फैमिली रहती है जिनकी उनकी लेडीज से हर रोज उनकी लेडीज की बात होती थी, उनका एक साला आया हुआ था, वो रात के 12 बजे तक वहां था सामने वाली छत पर, उसने आते जाते तो देखा, लेकिन ऐसा अंदेशा भी नहीं था कि ये ऐसा कांड हो जाएगा. एक दुखद चीज है. और किसी पड़ोस में भी ऐसा, एक पेड़ भी कट जाता है तो लगता है कि यहाँ से कुछ उजड़ गया है, और हम लोगों के घर के सामने से एक परिवार चला गया, तो शोक का विषय तो है ही है, लेकिन ये कैसे हुआ ये समझ नहीं आ रहा. और वो बच्चे इतने हंसमुख, प्रियंका जहां भी मिलती थी, सर नमस्कार.
और जो जो पुलिस कह रही है कि प्रियंका ने ये सारे जो नोट्स उसके लिखे थे डायरी में कि कैसे करना है क्या करना है.
मैम मैं तो यही कहूंगा, जो उनके साथ चला गया उसके बारे में कोई कुछ नहीं कह सकता. किसी को प्रियंका ने बताया कि मैंने लिखा है, या ललित ने बताया है, ये किसने क्या लिखा ये कुछ नहीं कह सकते, क्योंकि हम लोगों का हर रोज मिलना, सुबह उठते थे तो उनके दर्शन, और रात को सोते थे या जाते थे अपने घर तो उनके दर्शन, मतलब पूरी फैमिली से. हमारा जो बाद गली वाला गेट है उनके गेट के सामने है.
ओके
और हमें माचिस की भी जरूरत थी तो उनसे लेना है, मोमबत्ती की लाइट चली गई तो उनसे जरूरत थी, बिस्किट की जरूरत है तो वहाँ एक जनरल स्टोर था, सारी चीजें थी.
I think also reflects how much we know our neighbors in a city like Delhi. We all live together, but do we really know each other? But the question here is, why do people believe in these, you know, possibly unbelievable aspects? Ira, you're a writer. You've written about your brush with the occult. What did you mean?
So I have written a piece on occult and occult practices, and mostly about how influenced everyone really is by the occult. In fact, I wrote this piece about almost 6 years ago, I would say, and till date people contact me saying, can you give me the number of the astrologer, can you give me the number of the palmist? Out of every single piece I think I've written in my life, that piece has gained more traction. And some of the people have even passed away in that piece, I think one astrologer or something. And what I found was that 90% of these people were actually frauds. You know, they were touting themselves as astrologer, palmistry, but did they actually know anything? Was there any verification process for them? If you're saying you're an astrologer, if you're saying you're a Reiki master, do you have any proper certification? But no, people say we learned in our house, we learned in our books. So I think rather than an anti-superstition law, maybe what we need is some sort of certification for these kind of people who say we are astrologers, we are Reiki masters, we are palmistry masters, we are tarot card readers. Anyone can just learn at home and open up a shop and say. So just the same way, you know, nowadays yoga teachers need to have a QCI certificate from the government of India, which is a quality control certification for yoga teachers. So why can't we have certification for all these occult practices? I mean, if someone just says that we are pandit, then what qualifications do you have to read someone's palm? And then they misguide them and people believe them. And then these are the sort of tragedies that happen in our society. So given the kind of society that we have, I think an anti-superstition law will be very, very difficult to carry out. But I do think if there's some form of a certification process that before you open a business for reading for astrology, or before you open a palmistry shop, you must get a proper certification from the government of India, and then people, at least there's some sort of basic methodology to what people, you know, when they come to you, can they actually believe
but
what you're
correct
saying?
Correct me if I was wrong. If I'm wrong, from what I read of the piece, I came away thinking that you believed in many of these people you had met, and that you felt that they had helped you personally.
Not at all. I thought it was quite an interesting experience. I actually picked people who were not frauds. But before I picked these kind of people, there was probably about 200 profiles of people who I visited like this. But what I saw in this piece was that people were actually, it was kind of like their side hobby that they were doing. And they found that these hobbies were making more money because they had so many customers. And then they actually became tarot card readers, but just out of the blue by their self-practice. And they actually they went from the normal professions to this. So I think I chose particular people who were less frauds than the other frauds. But still, I think that the number of people who I saw who really did had no idea what they were doing was astonishing and surprising. And I'm shocked till date how many people really contact me still asking me for, you know, an astrologer's number who I'd written about, you know, many years ago.
Okay, let's get into lawyers here. Rahul, so is the law the solution then, as a lawyer yourself?
Well, I do believe that it's a good starting point. You know, I completely agree with the previous persons who've spoke on your show. See, this is, we need to get to the root of it. How is it that people are going and actually going out and experiencing something like this? It comes out of two things. We are scared, it's out of fear,
yes,
or it's out of insecurity.
Hmm.
Or it's out of a disease. You know, whenever we don't find cures and simple cures, whenever scientifically a doctor tells us that now it's up to God, you know, and then we look for God-men.
Yeah.
And there's a huge market for it. Let's not fool ourselves. We have enough God-men in this country. Probably for every citizen, there's a God-man sitting somewhere. And if you look at it, the Ram Rahims, the recent Dixit, you know, who was caging all these women in Rohini. I was a part of that from the Delhi state government defending all these victims in the court. So there is a huge amount of fear. And out of this fear and insecurity comes our vulnerability to expose ourselves to these people. And these are quacks. These are frauds. The only place where these people belong is Tihar jail, nowhere else. Because these are threats. These are threat to ordinary citizen. These are actually people who are feeding themselves on, you know, maybe a sick person or an insecure person. And therefore, there needs to be some law to curb it. Now, a law is only as good as it's implemented. We know that this country has huge number of laws. But our implementation is completely appalling. You know, we are a corrupt society. we are a society where, you know, laws are bent more often than not. We are a society where we have brilliant laws, but its implementation is bad. So we need to have laws to begin with. Mm. It's more a societal issue. You know, let's take a poll in your audience today. How many people don't believe in occult? How many people would not like to actually go to these godmen? Can you ask this question to the audience? Then I'll follow it up with my second question.
So
the second question would be, if we can just have a raise of hands, just quickly, please. How many people believe in it?
Believe in what?
Believe in superstition, believe in going to a... So all of you are saying you don't believe, right?
This is a non-scientific poll because nobody...
Sure. All I'm saying is follow it up with a second question. Follow it up with a second question. How many of you would like to know what's going to happen in your life? You know, maybe...
I think everybody would, but I want to ask you legally. I'm saying legally as a law, can we prevent, in a democracy, our constitution allows us faith. We're allowed to believe in what we
want. I don't think black magic is faith.
To it.
I don't think occult is a part of faith. I think it's a way of getting into a certain thing where, you know, people are actually feeding into your insecurities. I don't think there is any sane person who would get into, and I'm sorry, this is my view. People can differ. We are in a democracy. You can agree to disagree. But my view is, I don't think any person who has been well educated, and educated is not school education. It starts from your home. You know, if at home we see that our parents are actually believing in certain things, like you talked about Tulsi plant and you talked about, we can talk about so many other things. If we see that we are scientifically applying ourselves in school, but we come back and we don't have a scientific temperament at home, then there is a huge divide in between the two. How do we travel that distance?
Smells of lack of education.
For example, both these, this young girl who's supposedly writing the diary, was educated. She worked in an IT firm. She's an image of like modern India over here. But hold on, I want to just go across to Mr. Nigam first for a second. Mr. Nigam, you know, so on one hand, you hear Rahul says that blind faith, you can have laws against this. On the other hand, you know, there was opposition to the Karnataka bill that came mostly from the BJP and the Bajrang Dal. Of course, yes, Mr. Siddaramaiya was also had to deal with members of his own party in the Congress who were opposing it because nobody wants to burn their fingers on an issue like this. But the opposition from the BJP and all is that this is anti-Hindu. So my question would be witchcraft, violence against women, sexual abuse, human sacrifice. All of this is acceptable as long as we say, you know, this is religious, this is part of our tradition, this is part of our culture.
Yeah, let me tell you, superstition is not Hindu specific. It is there in Bible, it is there in Quran.
Yes. Let me build up my argument.
We have 11% committing suicide in Delhi. People remember Ku Klux Klan. Hundreds of people committed suicide in USA. They were Christians. Please remember that.
Sure, there are cults and sects all over.
So the fact remains, and they have very strict laws there. And all over the world, the trend is towards reducing the number of laws. The difficulty arises because the existing laws are not implemented properly. There are laws for murder, human sacrifice. The moment the ritual, the motive of the ritual is human sacrifice, the law starts there itself. Attempt and abetment to human, even if the human sacrifice has not taken place, you can charge them with attempt and abetment to murder. So therefore, the existing laws are sufficient enough, but making plethora of laws, one after the laws, will create a lot of complications. The beliefs that people have has to be first removed by education. And secondly, you know, we have godmans in Hindus, we have Maulvis in Muslims, Christian evangelists, you know, who are claiming miracles, supernatural
Absolutely.
Miracles. You know, all this have, and it has to go through education. The existing laws are sufficient. Let me quote one more law, which probably people do not remember about. Drugs and Magic Remedies Act of 1954. Please hold on.
Make your point quickly.
Please. And this is still existing. The 14 diseases today are curable, which are there. We require amendment in this. If it has become archaic, please amend it. Please hold on. Don't interrupt. Let me finish it and then.
After you.
And you know, we have on cable TV people claiming miracles. You need to stop at that level.
Okay, so who will do the stopping? Please explain.
Implementation.
I'll come across to you. What is the role of the governments in this case?
State governments, law and order.
What happened after that? We had 36 people dying. We had huge loss of property. The court said this was a political surrender for a vote bank. The court said it was political interference in policing. Administrative decisions were paralyzed because of political considerations. So Mr. Khattar, the chief minister then, was basically Haryana's Nero. He was fiddling while Haryana was burning.
I will not go into the specifics of a particular political party.
No,
let me tell you.
All political parties are guilty. Bindrawale was built up by the Congress. But since the BJP is in power right now, let's talk about that.
See, BJP is power today, but this is not the problem of today and creation of BJP. Superstition has been agreeing. See, there was a concept of a Viman in Ramayana. Till 18th century, this was considered as a superstition. But the science developed. Now, Viman is a concept today that everybody sees. The aeroplane is a concept that everybody sees. So, boundaries of science are extending day by day.
Please hold on.
What may be superstition today may not be superstition tomorrow if it is explained by science. And let me tell you, enough studies are going on the healing by shlokas in America, and it has been proven right.
Science may have limitation today,
but tomorrow it may explain certain superstitions which may
Let's
become scientific and rational.
Mr. Nayak, would you like to respond here? Science depends on the time we're living in. There may be new research depending on the government that's in power. Facts may change.
Yeah. No. These are all wild stretches of imagination by some of the people claiming that there was a Viman. If there was a Viman, there should have been some evidence about it. It is a fertile stretch of somebody's imagination.
Come on. Same thing we could see in so many things.
For example,
superstition is no more superstition today.
So many science fiction novels. See, and another thing you are saying, by shlokas, diseases can be healed. We need double-blind trials to show that. And just because somebody is saying that it's being done in foreign countries, everybody applauds and thinks that is the latest line of treatment for something. Let me tell you something about the Karnataka Anti-Superstition Act. We were a bit too ambitious. There are two wonderful drafts in which even astrology was brought in, and probably that was one of the reasons why all this opposition came, because every single politician has his or her own astrologer. So I think later on it was
Starting
watered down
chief
a
minister.
Lot.
Let me just respond
Starting
for
with
10,
chief minister.
10, 10
Let
seconds.
Him finish
just 10 seconds.
Let him finish.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
So
Nayak.
When I was talking about education, I meant education in the true sense of the word.
Yeah.
It's not just literacy. See, for example, the teacher there was telling that somebody was literate in electronics, somebody was literate in business management. It's only literacy. A true education, like my friend the advocate said, should teach you to reason out, should teach you to develop a scientific temper and the spirit of humanism. If that is not done by the education system, it's a failure. That's all I can say.
Let me respond. Education.
Mr. Nigam, so let's talk about the role.
I'm coming to you,
but I just want to add on a little bit to this. Let's talk about the role of our politicians, right? You have recently in Madhya Pradesh, you had a minister who got two frogs married to each other because she said that would appease the rain gods, right? Yeah. You've had the Union Minister Satyapal Singh who says Darwin's theory didn't even exist because nobody saw a monkey turn into a man. So what do you do when you have politicians like this in space? The Prime Minister has used the example of Ganesh saying that there was plastic surgery in, you know, the greatness of India's past.
Let me tell you the research that I have done on Darwin theory, and I have been on your channel on this
issue. So you agree with...
Darwin theory has been largely rejected. Only 10% exists today in the form of modern neo-theory that is there. It should be taught in a school, I agree, as a failure of 90%, because any advancement that takes place is on the basis of failures of a previous theory. So Darwin theory should be taught to the people so as to understand the fresh aspects of the new theories that have come in. Now, the other frogs and
so
all...
So the theory out here has become a fiction.
No,
forget about superstition becoming facts.
Please, you have the habit of interrupting me. Don't interrupt. I'm sorry, I'm just making that point. Please, you come. We have a lot of time. We have a lot of time.
Please make your point.
Let me tell you, science rejects the existence of God. Science has not even has gone to that stage. Then you have to reject Bible, you have to reject Quran, and you have to reject Ramayana. Because science does not believe in it. Then would you like laws coming into the picture based on science rejecting all these holy scriptures? No, you can't do that. That's what I'm telling you. Education is the only solution where people
That may be a valid point.
So why not educate people?
A man cannot live by science alone, and especially in a country like India, there has to be space.
All over the country, India.
Where is the line? Why do we keep looking at the US? I'm giving an example which is 100% accurate.
Can we then just give up all the laws? Why have a law against murder, rape? Let's educate people. Let's educate our sons and our brothers.
Nobody's saying you should not have laws. I am saying the existing laws.
We need to have a law to protect somebody in the society who's a vulnerable lot. You know, why did we have an anti-dowry law? I mean, because in the 80s, it was thought that more and more women in marriage are being harassed and tortured.
Because there was no law at that point of time.
There's no law against this kind of a thing as well.
We have attempt to murder, abetment to murder.
But if you're having
covers
some ritual, which is not going to actually, in normal parlance, be seen as... attempt to murder, what do you do with such practices?
Let me respond.
That's where you need a law.
Let me respond.
Not that a simple attempt to murder, obviously you have a law. I want to get in other panelists also.
Let's get in Yogi Ashwini, and then we can come back to you. So Yogi, you know, your critics would call you a godman, and one of the first persons to be affected if there is a national anti-superstition law would be godman, whose powers would be curtailed. What would you say? Is there a requirement for a law like this?
It's an assumption. You're starting a question with an assumption. It's a wrong assumption.
What is the wrong assumption?
I'm a scientist.
Okay. I said your critics would call you a godman.
Listen. I've been listening to this debate for the last, I think, 20-25 minutes. And a few sentences, gentlemen, made a lot of sense. It is my subject. Just give me some time. If you want to understand. If you want to just denounce something, just
no,
like
no,
that.
No, no, you have to work, within the, you have to work this, within the methodology this, of the that. Show. It's a one-hour show. So your time is, your clock is ticking. Let's get to the point.
If I speak then.
Yes, get to the point. I'm giving you a chance. If you don't, I'll move on.
That's your choice. If you move
yes,
on, I'll also
go
move
ahead,
on.
Ashwini, I'm moving on.
Move on. You need to understand very clearly. If you have called me, you need to give it some respect and some time. It is my subject.
All right. Your
you
clock
me
is
godman.
Ticking.
You started with the wrong assumption, number one. First, understand. Do we deny the existences of ghosts and spirits? Yes or no?
No.
Ghosts and spirits are there. Second, Exorcism of Emily Rose is a Hollywood blockbuster. Exorcist. Annabelle.
These are Hollywood films.
The Hollywood blockbusters, and they are based Hollywood on true life stories.
That's right. One goes now, to watch a film to escape
stories.
From
listen
reality.
Please listen to me. They are based on true life stories. Are we picking that up? All fathers in churches go for exorcism. Are we picking that up? All Maulvis go
should
for
Should the government be supporting a father in a church who goes
you
in
see,
for exorcism?
You're not going to listen. It's pointless my coming here, Sarah.
Like we can't, we can't, but we can't listen. Give you a platform to just continue
no,
like
no,
this.
No, I'm talking, am I talking sense or not?
Can I?
And this is not, this is not a poll, this is not a poll.
Let him continue, please, continue.
Make your point.
You said science does not believe in God, science believes in God, because science very clearly says energy cannot
I
be
didn't,
created
that's what Mr. Nigam
or destroyed.
Said.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm discounting that. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, energy changes form. Consciousness is another aspect of the human being, the five elements and the consciousness. The consciousness will change form. So when in every religion we have the belief that there are ghosts and spirits, why are we picking up in one culture, why are we using a pious word like a tantric? Do we even know what a tantric is? A tantric is not an occultist. Tantra is tanoti trayoti, liberation, expansion. We have no idea. People like Narendra Nayak sitting there funded by foreign institutions just to denounce our culture.
Hey,
just talk anything you want to talk.
Let's not get personal. Let's not get personal. Make an argument based on facts. Mr. Ashwini, 1 minute.
Without knowing what you're talking.
No, but how can somebody
without knowing what you're talking?
How
can you talk without knowing
what you're talking? My question to you is very simple.
How can somebody say I'm the one who knows it all?
Yes.
I mean, are you God?
Are you God? Mr. Ashwini, I have a, my question to you is very simple.
No, but please be respectful to the
All right, one second. Mr. Ashwini, hold on. My question to you is very simple. I'm not debating with you whether this exists or doesn't exist, whether ghosts exist or don't exist. My question to you is it the government's job to create a law that will protect all citizens against any who believe this exists or doesn't exist?
What? Against Hollywood telling us that these are real life stories? Against
this is a
the
film.
Father going to
please,
exorcism?
We cannot be based on
against
Hollywood.
The
Hollywood is a film.
Why the saffron only
is targeted?
This is a
film. You go to watch a
why
film to escape from reality.
Why the saffron only is targeted? My question is very simple.
So the law should be
why
based on Hollywood films.
Targeted? What have we done?
So are you saying that government
you
should make laws based on Hollywood films?
And
because a blockbuster.
This is that. Have all I
right.
ever said all that?
Mr. Ashwini.
I'm a scientist, I'm saying.
Mr. Ashwini.
And that's just been brushed aside like that.
Mr. Ashwini, you are calling yourself a scientist. You're telling me that the government should base laws based on blockbuster films. So whichever the blockbuster film of the year is, that's what we should blame.
This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Do not target saffron like this, Sarah. Do not target
saffron
like this.
You are targeting saffron out there.
You are
targeting
saffron.
No, I'm fine.
You are
so obsessed about saffron. What bless you?
Nobody
used the word saffron till now.
Okay, let's go across to Mukta.
Just 10 seconds.
Mukta, Mukta Dabholkar.
So why are you so...
Do we have Mukta still? Mukta, would you respond
over
here? You know, Mukta, this is this is the challenge rationalists would face on the ground, because here in the audience, and we'll go across to the audience in a bit, once we finish with the panelists, they seem to agree that there is a need, a space for these kinds of blind beliefs, if that's what one wants to call it, and that needs to be respected. But respond to what you've heard so far in the debate.
Yes, I was really looking for an opportunity, as I'm not there in Delhi studio, to talk about all what
you
has
have
happened
your opportunity now.
In the studio right now. Yeah, sure. Thank you. And I think that why we are going in the direction of what happened in Ramayana, was it true or was it false? Is it, the law is not going to cater to that realm. The law will talk about exploitation and how to prevent that exploitation. Hmm. If there is going to be a debate about whether really the Viman existed, we can always engage in that debate. For example, I can ask you a question that if Viman really existed, there was really an engine. Engine also should have existed. And why the ruts... And why?
Please,
and why the rats?
One minute. Mr. Nigam, one second.
Why the rats?
Will you, gentlemen, please let her speak? She's not digressing. What she is saying, if I've understood correctly,
she's asking for engine. I can give an example from
Rishi
Bharadwaj's Vedanta.
This is not a debate about the Vedanta. She is saying that you may have a belief, as long as your beliefs are not harming anybody, yeah, the government has to step in if it's harming anyone. That is what she's saying. This is not a debate about whether the Viman existed or didn't exist. Go ahead, please.
And if really an engine was there, then why were the horses, horses
you
used
brought
for
it
the
up, Mr. Nigam.
No, she was
you brought it
no,
up.
I have
why
to,
did you
no,
bring
no,
up your
mentioned,
Viman?
Yeah,
I have to ask
you.
You brought it up.
This is the worst kind I've seen. I mean, it's amazing.
This is the first you brought it up. Can you let her speak now? She's not in studio. Show some respect. She's not here. Let her speak.
Then it was... Then the point that was brought out was of talking only about Hindu religion. So let me talk from the facts of what has come up in Maharashtra. It was relentlessly fought for by Dr. Dabholkar for 18 years, and the main point was this, like it would stop many practices of Hinduism, many practices of Hindu religion. And what actually has resulted is that it hasn't stopped anything, because the opponents also knew that it is not going to stop anything. The person who is saying it right now that it shouldn't interfere in the realm of religion also knows that it will not, because the Constitution has guaranteed. The Constitution has guaranteed.
Be specific.
The Constitution has guaranteed. For example, it was said. For example, it was said in Maharashtra that you won't be able to perform Satyanarayan Puja. So it was. It wasn't. It was never believed by the proponents of this statement that it could be stopped, because they know that Indian Constitution permits everybody to perform their own religion. What we talk about
Hindu
is exploitation. What we talk
hold
about
on.
Is
anything.
Miracle.
One
point I want to bring up.
Mr. Ashwini, thank you. Mr. Ashwini, please don't disrespect other people by telling them what they have an idea of.
But I never said
that. Just respond one. You
just
said this. You said they don't have an idea about
it. I never said that. I'm not disrespecting.
Please respond. I have a question for you. Would you listen to my question, please, Mr. Ashwini? Her point is just this. Please respond to the point. She is saying everybody has a right to believe whatever they want, as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. If it is harming somebody else, should the government step in? So if there is a religion, and all religions believe in all sorts of this, is the church, the Christians, Hindus, Muslims, everybody, victims are there across the board. When someone is a victim, and in most cases it's women, should the government be stepping in? That
you
is
see,
the question.
Not only harming somebody else. The Hindu religion is very clear about ahimsa. You don't even harm yourself. There is no such practice in the entire Hindu Vedic
Ram
culture
is a convicted
where you are
rapist.
Harming somebody else or harming yourself.
He was not following
there
was
no
the...
As there are priests recently, this week we've seen priests who have been accused of rape.
Which priest?
Christian priests in Kerala. You clearly not been reading the papers.
You see, question is very simple. That if there are bad eggs in every basket. So you can't just pick out the bad eggs and say, okay, these Christians are bad because one priest has raped somebody, or the Hindu godmen are bad because Mr. Ram Rahim has done something. He's not even a Hindu, basically. He has green all behind him. Ram Rahim, if you look at him, big poster of green behind him. So the question is, how can you isolate
this is how
a
you
culture?
Trivialize a debate,
how can you isolate a culture? How can you isolate one culture, and how can you isolate
They're not
one religion?
One culture.
Because of one
She's
person
saying clearly
denounce everybody
across religions,
the board.
If there are victims who are due to blind faith,
it's a crime.
Followed,
blind
what is
faith
the government's
is a crime. I'm telling you, blind faith is a crime. I started with, I'm a scientist. Scientifically, I can prove what are ghosts and what are spirits, and I can make you experience them scientifically, not blindly. And harming somebody or even yourself is not allowed in a culture. It's considered a clear pop.
All right. Let's get Nalini Deka in. Nalini, your views on this first and foremost, is the law required? You've heard all points of view till now.
Before we begin to make laws, as I said, we have to define what we are making a law for. You cannot define a belief which exists here. You can have any belief. I have no idea about your beliefs, but I can see the behavior and the act. So you have to differentiate between the act and the belief. You cannot create laws on beliefs. Try doing it, because you just can't define it. You can't define the term superstition. How will you how will you make a law on something which you cannot define?
So there is a law which actually defines it, right? So this law is the Maharashtra Prevention and Eradication of Human Sacrifice and Other Inhuman, Evil and Agori Practices and Black Magic Act 2013.
So there you are.
So yeah. So
it's
what
not
I'm saying,
on the belief. So it's on the action.
It's the practices which come out of those beliefs.
That you're assuming.
No. I can also prove it. If you give me, let's have a debate one-on-one. Some other show. Let's have a debate on that and we can actually.
I have told you that you have to distinguish between the act and the thought. You cannot make a law about the thought,
brilliant,
but you can make a law on the act, on what you do.
So witchcraft is a thought or an act?
It's an act, because
and
you have many rituals related to it.
It stems from a thought?
Yes.
It stems from a thought, but you cannot make a law on the thought, on the belief.
But the law is not saying you can't think about witchcraft.
Absolutely.
The law is saying that if you enforce witchcraft.
So you have enough laws. On about cheating, about fraud, about violence, about taking a life, about human sacrifice. You have enough laws.
But
you have not been able to implement them simply because you cannot implement something which is talking about your thought.
But witchcraft, where do they talk about evil? We do not in witchcraft. It's a science of healing. Where do they talk about evil in witchcraft? What is an evil practice in witchcraft?
I don't know if you've not read of all the cases of women who have lost their lives because they've been accused of witchcraft. In most cases, it's over property.
It's a word.
It's a widow or some unmarried woman who's been killed.
Let me tell you, can I just talk here? I have a lot of experience of so-called witchcraft among in the Northeast. Yeah. Let me talk about so-called witchcraft. What they were using was simply herbs, things which we were not aware of, which caused a person to itch, to vomit, to hallucinate. All this was then put under the, and it's all scientific, because you have those things.
Yes.
They are available, only we didn't know about it. Lack of knowledge leads to superstition. Okay, when you know something, when you can observe something, when you can see something, your understanding of it comes through your direct
lack of knowledge leads to superstition. Mr. Nigam, the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research is facing a fund crunch under this government, right? It's affected labs for research. ICHR, on the other hand, is making plans to look for Ram Setu. It is Rajasthan, Haryana governments are looking to prove the existence of the Saraswati River mythologically. Do we need a scientific bent of mind in a country where women are losing their lives because they're accused of being witches? There is honor killing, there is lynch mobbing, all of this happening. Do we need a more scientific bent of mind?
See, let me tell you, the existence of Saraswati River has been...
I don't want to get into that.
No, I'm asking you,
let me
tell
you,
I'm talking about scientific temper. It was through scientific inquiry, Ram Setu was established.
Yes.
It was through scientific inquiry,
so
Saraswati was established. So certain superstition.
When women are dying, when people are being lynched, where there's witch hunting happening in various parts of the country,
enforce
what is the
government's priority? Enforce the existing law. Enforce the existing law.
There is no law.
There is a law. There is a law about murder. There is a law about attempt to murder. There is a law of abetment to murder.
Completely
even to suicide. They are not sufficient. It is
another lawyer said.
No,
so
let me
finish.
Let him finish.
Mr. Ashwini, no one can hear because you're not letting him finish.
I'll add to what you're saying.
I've just come from Meghalaya.
I have an astrophysics background.
I know what was happening.
Space physics and astrophysics background. And I represent RSS as well. And let me tell you, there's a branch called metaphysics which is trying to explain everything, which is a combination of science and philosophy, which is trying to go into all these technical questions, and they are extending the boundaries of science day by day. So therefore,
I agree there with
therefore, you. What may be superstition today may not be superstition tomorrow.
That's the point you've already made.
And therefore,
meanwhile,
what I am saying,
lives continue to be lost.
Yeah.
Lost, enforce the law.
And the government
there has
couldn't
to be, the, enforce
do anything
the existing
to protect
law.
Those lives.
You do not want plethora of more laws, because that is going to create complications. That is going to put additional burden on the already burdened courts. If the police investigation is also streamlined, you know, what is happening today? The investigation, police is incompetent to investigate. Law and order has been combined. Crime investigation, those two things have to be separated.
Okay, go ahead, Rahul, and then I want to go across to Ira.
So let me just give you an example of what the law should be and is, right? Nobody is talking about whether ghosts exist or don't exist. He can prove it, God, so be it, right? But what is an offense? An offense is, under the pretext of expelling the ghost, assaulting a person with rope or chain, beating by stick or whip. Yeah. So the practices that you follow because of that particular belief or that particular system or science or whatever you might be calling it, that's an offense.
Yeah.
Now, second, yeah. second, display of so-called miracles by a person and thereby earning money to deceive or defraud somebody. That's an offense.
That's an offense.
Now, number three, I'll give you some examples. Number three, to create an impression that special supernatural powers and are present within in himself, incarnation of another person or Holy Spirit. Now, because of that, you commit a sexual offense and say, if I actually indulge in sexual practices with a woman who's a disciple of mine, I will be able to heal her. Now, that's an offense.
I'll respond.
Can you get Iran speaking quietly? And just because she isn't been speaking up, I don't want her to get a chance to speak.
I really appreciate what she was saying initially.
The occult is not wrong. Astrology is a science. It is a proven science. But the problem is astrology under this act is an exception.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Well, it's neither Maharashtra nor Karnataka.
Reiki is a science. Palmistry is a science. Even witchcraft has a science behind it. But the problem is of the frauds that exist within the system. That is the problem. So all of these ancient occult practices, actually, they come from somewhere. Even a tarot card reading has a systematic point. Even psychics. Psychics, there is, you know, even the CBI, the FBI, they're using psychics to help them solve murder cases. I've seen it before my own eyes and it happens. So there is something to it. It's been proven enough times. But the problem is the for every one true person, the 10,000 people who come and say, oh, we're also psychics. We have yogic siddhis. We're like this. We're like that. And these are the people who actually end up fooling people.
Because there's a market for this.
There's a market for this. There's a practice behind it. There's a need for it because there's so much insecurity. Look at, you know, even within the marriage market. You know, now before marriages, people are going to psychics, they're going to astrologers, they're going here, going there, saying, oh, what's going to happen? Because so many marriages are falling apart.
Correct.
So that's why there's so much insecurity. That's what Rahul said at the beginning.
So you have your finger on the pulse of the youth of India, right? Because of the various things that you do, including your yoga classes, things like that. Rahul mentioned this uncertainty. One would think that over the years, 70 years, we've gotten more educated. There are many more so-called modern, liberal, whatever, however you want to describe them, young Indians. So one would think this would be on the wane. But it isn't the case.
Not at all.
How do you explain that?
I feel like this generation is possibly even more superstitious. Possibly, and even religion has a little bit of link to superstition. I mean, before the examinations, you really see the temples are completely full. You know, people are putting all sorts of offerings in to give me more marks. I mean, this is also a little bit of superstition. You know, if we put milk on the nandi, then our marks will increase in chemistry or whatever else. So even this is superstition to a certain extent.
It's a science, and young people have no idea what's, and yes, I agree.
Ritualism, the origin of ritualism, there is some sort
science.
Of mental focus, concentration that you apply when you do the ritual that helps you in other things. There is some sort of something that is to rituals. I'm not diffusing that. Even the Tulsi plant that you mentioned, because of the oxygen the Tulsi plant releases, the way it is, there's certain properties of that plant which is scientifically proven, and that is why we use it. If you use Tulsi plant in your cooking and your this. So there are certain, the problem is that people are blindly following these without knowing.
Okay, so I think that's a good note. We have to go in for a short break.
And the bigger
Let's
issue
go in
is the
for
frauds.
A break on that note and come back and debate this a little further and also go across to audience. Thank you. Welcome back. You're watching We the People, where we're looking at whether we need a national anti-superstition bill or a law. But first, I want to go across to Mr. Kishan Lal, who is a water pump operator in Punjab. He works at the Punjab Public Health Engineering Department, but that is only his day job. What he also does is he wears another avatar where he works. He's a rationalist. He works on the ground, helping those who believe they're suffering from supernatural effects. So, Kishan ji, aap pehle bataiye, ye aap क्यों करते हो और कैसे शुरू हुए हो, आपकी कोई पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस थी?
यस मैम, 1997 में ना मेरी मैरिज हुई, मैं कम लिखा पढ़ा हूँ, हिंदी में बात करूँगा, तो मेरी मिसिज को दौरे पड़ने लगे और दौरे पड़ने लगे, चीखा मारने लगी। तो गांव में, मैं रूरल एरिया से आता हूँ, तो गांव में ये होता है कि भी इसको ओपरा हो गया, भूत प्रेत आ गए। तो मेरी मदर है, मैं फादरलेस हूँ, विडो है, तो वो एक तांत्रिक के पास ले गई, गांव में तांत्रिक बहुत होते हैं हमारे वहाँ पे, तो तांत्रिक ने कहा कि इसको भूत का साया है। और जब उसने भूत का साया कहा तो उसको दिखने भी लगा, वो चीखे मारने लगी। तो 3-4 बार हमने उसका ट्रीटमेंट कराया, हमारे उस वक्त में 1995 में 8-10 हज़ार के खर्च हुए। तो फिर दूसरे तांत्रिक के पास ले गए, उसने कहा पितर आते हैं इसमें, तो हमारा कोई घर का बड़ा बुजुर्ग है, वो पितर आता है, वो कपड़े मांगता है, सामान मांगता है, हमने वो भी दे दिया। उसके बाद फिर उसको दौरे पड़ने लगे और चीखे मारने लगी। फिर ये जो देवी होती है, मेरी मदर उसको देवी पे लेके गई, फिर उसको देवी आने लगी, वो कहने लगी मैं तुम्हारा भला करूँगी, तुम्हारे को अच्छा करूँगी और मेरी पूजा करो। तो इसी दौरान मेरे को एक मेरे मित्र हैं, उन्होंने बताया कि भी एक सोसाइटी है, तरकशील सोसाइटी, रेसन लिस्ट हरियाणा में काम करती है, तो भी उसके मेंबर हैं, वो समाज सेवा करते हैं, फ्री में ये ऐसा कार्य करते हैं, आप उनको दिखाइए, ये भूत प्रेत नहीं है, ये देवी नहीं है, ये एक मानसिक रोग है। तो मैं जब उनके पास लेके गया, मिस्टर मास्टर राजा राम हंडियाए जी हैं, तरकशील सोसाइटी हरियाणा के प्रधान रहे हैं, तो मैं उनके पास लेके गया, उन्होंने काउंसलिंग की, काउंसलिंग की तो वो 2-3 सीटिंग में ठीक होगी। तो मुझे ये लगा कि भाई ये तो बहुत बढ़िया चीज़ है, जैसे मेरी एजुकेशन भी नहीं है, फिर भी मुझे समझ आई कि भाई भूत प्रेत वाले कह रहे थे ये तांत्रिक क्रिया करो, चौराहे पे रख के आओ और तुम ये ऐसा सामान दो, इसने ना धागा दिया, ना तवीज़ दिया, ना झाड़ा कि ये ठीक होगी। उसके बाद वो ठीक रहने लगी, मुझे भी अच्छा लगा। वो 25 साल हो गए मेरी मैरिज को, एकदम बिल्कुल बढ़िया है। और तब मुझे ये अच्छा लगा।
मेडिकेशन लेती है? इशी अंडर मेडिकेशन?
हिंदी में
दवाइयां लेती है?
नो नो, कोई दवाई नहीं ली, कभी दवाई नहीं।
काउंसलिंग से?
व्हाट वाज
सिर्फ काउंसलिंग से। फिर मुझे अच्छा लगा, जब मुझे अच्छा लगा तो मुझे लगा समाज के प्रति मेरे मन में भी दर्द आया कि जो लोग भूत प्रेत के स्थायी लोग हैं, मेरे गांव में बहुत सारे थे, और घरों में आग लग जाती है, बंद संदूक पेटियों में आग लग जाती है, कपड़े कट जाते हैं, खून के छिट्टे आते हैं, सिर घुमाने लग जाती हैं औरतें, तो मुझे भी लगा कि भाई मुझे भी इस संस्था से सीखना चाहिए। मैंने उनसे कुछ हिंदी में लिटरेचर लिया, उसको पढ़ा, उसमें टोटल लिखा होता है ये सारे के सारा साइंस, हिस्टीरिया रोग होता है, बीमारी होती है हिस्टीरिया की। तो जब मैंने समझा कि मैं भी इसके करके देखूं, तो मेरे गांव में एक बार ईंट पत्थर गिरने लगे किसी मकान में, कपड़े के कटने लगे, डाले डाले कपड़े कट जाते थे उनके, बंद संदूक पेटी ताला लगा अलमारी में कपड़े कट जाते थे। तो वो तरकशील सोसाइटी के लोग हैं, जो मास्टर राजा राम जी हंडिया या मास्टर बलवंत सिंह जी, कई सारे साथी हमारे हेल्प
किए। आपने ना दो बार कही है कि आप पढ़े लिखे नहीं हो, बट यू हैव प्रूव दैट यू डोंट, जैसे लोग यहाँ पे कह रहे हैं एजुकेशन इज अ सॉल्यूशन, यू प्रूव यू आर मोर लिटरेट देन मोस्ट पीपल।
डिग्री की जरूरत नहीं है,
डिग्री की जरूरत नहीं है, आप भी कहते हो कि आपने पढ़े लिखे नहीं
है। एक पढ़ा लिखा इंसान दूसरी तरह की सोच सकता है, एक अनपढ़। मैं उदाहरण इस चीज़ का, मैं सिर्फ अपनी लाइफ में 2 साल स्कूल में गया हूँ, आज मैं समाज सेवा के तौर से तरकशील सोसाइटी की तरफ से काउंसलिंग सेंटर चलाता हूँ, कैंप लगाता हूँ, मैं जॉब करता हूँ, साथ साथ में जॉब के साथ साथ टाइम निकाल के अपनी फैमिली से, 13-14 मेंबरों की मेरी फैमिली है, ज्वाइंट में हम रहते हैं, मेरी मिसेज के साथ लग के हम लोगों को हेल्प करते हैं।
क्या लगता है, क्लोजिंग आर्गुमेंट आपको देते हैं कि वुड अ लॉ हेल्प, कानून आपको मदद करेगी? जैसे
हम ये चाहते हैं कि कानून में ऐसी चीज़ें हो जो समाज सेवी संस्थाएं हैं उनको सहारा मिले, क्योंकि हमारे जैसे लोग जब काम करते हैं, और जब इन तांत्रिकों पे उनके धंधे बंद होते हैं, उनके जब धंधे बंद होते हैं तो वो हमारे ऊपर चोट करते हैं, जैसे हमारे साथी राजा राम जी,
हाँ, तो ऑपोजिशन तो होगी ऑन द ग्राउंड,
उनके ऊपर भी हमले हुए हैं, कोर्ट में केस होते हैं, फिर वो कोई सुनवाई नहीं होती। हम ये चाहते हैं कि कानून बने, तो जैसे सती प्रथा का कानून बना, नरबलि का कानून बना, इस तरह से कानून बने तो समाज में अच्छी दिशा जा सकती है।
Okay, so that's Kishan ji. Abhi he's getting the last word. The question is, if this is misused, most people seem to agree that there are always some bad apples. If it's misused, it is the government. Is it the government's role to come in, step in, create a law to protect the vulnerable? And if so, which political party is going to touch this hot button issue? That's it on We the People. We believe it's important to speak up, but it's also important to listen. Until next week, good night. Bye bye.